we start studying the history of the Muslims. And last year we started a class talking about the history of this, of sects, which is appear in the Muslim history. And we talked about introduction to this lectures or classes. We mentioned the importance of studying the history of the sects. Because first of all, these sects, either the same sect still remain in the Muslim Ummah today, such as Shia, for example, and Asha'ira, مثلاً إباضية, still exist. Countries who support these ideologies, these beliefs and ideas and implementing it, and there is schools, universities, books, all support these ideologies. Or the ideas of these sects, that these ideologies exist today in the Ummah, exist today in the Muslim Ummah. Three, we're studying it because in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't tell us that by 500 Hijrah there is no more sects will appear, or 600 Hijrah no more sects will appear. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that these sects will appear in the Muslims' Ummah until the Day of Judgment, until the Dajjal will appear. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزالون يخرجون فيكم, يعني الخوارج وأمثالهم من الفرق الضالة, لا يزالون يخرجون فيكم حتى يخرج الدجال في عراضهم. الخوارج will keep coming in different forms into this ummah until الدجال, the greatest liar, which is will be killed by Jesus, Isa عليه السلام, in the end of the days, will come and they will follow him. So this ummah will suffer from, this ummah will suffer from the existence of the sects until the Day of Judgment. Until the Day of Judgment. إذن هذه الفرق تبقى في الأمة إلى قيام الساعة. So we study it because it might appear in these days. There are sects appear recently in 100 years or 50 years, and it will appear in the future. So we want to make sure that we understand why these sects appear, what is the root of these sects. So when some sect appear today, we know to which sect this one belong. نحن ندرس الفرق ومبدأ الافتراق لكي نعلم أسباب ظهور هذه الفرق, فيحذر الجديد منها وتنسب الفرق الحادثة إلى أصولها. My dear brothers and sisters, today we will talk about sects are very much related to each other. نتكلم عن فرق متسلسلة مرتبطة أو يرتبط بعضها ببعض. أولها الجهمية, ثم المعتزلة, ثم الأشعرية, ثم الماتريدية, إذا فسح الله في الوقت. We will be talking about الجهمية, then المعتزلة, then الأشعرية, then الماتريدية. الجهمية, it's one of these sects which is appear in the Muslims history. Even though الجهمية كفرقة تعتبر من أهم الفرق الفلسفية والكلامية التي ظهرت في تاريخ المسلمين, هذه الفرقة قد لا تكون موجودة اليوم اسما, لكن فكرة هذه الفرقة ومبادئها قد توارثته وتقاسمته الفرق الإسلامية من بعدها. This sect, it is a very important sect to study, because from this sect I consider the فرقة الجهمية. If you remember this word, الجهمية, I consider it the seed for the all evil. This is the seed for the most evil tree ever appear in the history of the Muslims. And from that tree, there are so many branches came. Each branch represent one sect. Almost every sect came after Al-Jahmiyyah. Almost every sect appeared after Al-Jahmiyyah. They took something from Al-Jahmiyyah. They learned from them something and they developed it in another way, so they made another sect. It is very sad, and you know how much evil this sect have spread in the Muslims' ummah. So maybe today we don't have this sect as a call Al-Jahmiyyah exists, but we still have the ideologies of the sect among the Muslims in the Muslims' world, as you would see. What is Al-Jahmiyyah comes from? What this word comes from? Al-Jahmiyyah تنسب إلى الجهم.